We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton, where we bring money and sports together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please give me a call at 855-299-HOME. You can also reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. Hey, and today we have a special guest. His name is John. Jonathan or John, which do you prefer?
Either one, my friend.
All big right. Country.
Yeah, yeah, big right. Country.
Oh, everybody knows big country in town.
Yeah, and yeah. He is a trainer, marketing specialist for ABOR, which we will get into later today. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we appreciate you being here. You know, and it's big season now. I mean, we're kind of in that lull before the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm, we've got, right. You know, we're about to have the second season of recruiting sign on. Yep. We've got the whole, what do we call it, video gate for, you know, the Astros are in a lot of trouble.
Man, can you believe that?
A lot of trouble.
So what do y'all think about that, honestly?
You know, baseball's, the one thing I love about baseball is they're very consistent in that old school is the only school for baseball.
But they're starting to get away from that somewhat, though, with the video replays and stuff like that. It took them long enough. They were the last sport to do so.
Yeah, but their video replays are incontestant. I mean, they're just so small. Yeah. I mean, did it hit the yellow line or not?
Yeah,
I mean,
did the base runner's foot hit before the ball? Yeah.
And we're talking about strikeouts, right?
Yeah, they're not even doing the strikeouts yet. And that's the one place I think it would make it. But baseball is always – I remember at one point, this is a few years ago, the advertisers put logos on the side of the bases, like for a movie coming up. And you would have thought they were beating children with 2x4s. They got the
just made it a huge deal.
Yeah, the baseball purists got so mad over that. Wow. So yes, I can see this. You know, the funny thing is now that people are literally getting just, you know, suspended, fines, they've taken away draft. I mean, this is a big deal. You know, so
talking about the Astros now.
Yeah, but they're going after the Red Sox next. And you know, now all of a sudden it came out, apparently La Russa was doing this in the '80s.
All teams do
that. That's
this.
What I was about to
always
thank you,
done.
Jonathan. Thank you.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Yeah.
No, that's the thing. Even in college ball, they do that. They try to guess the signs. I mean, like, hey, you know, your third base coach would be like, hey, bunt.
Yeah.
Bunt. They're about to throw, you know, they're about to throw a strike.
That's
been part of the game. Only thing they threw into it was video.
The thing, when I was in high school, we had signs for if we knew it was going to be off speed, and we were at second base as a base runner, we would bend over and, like, touch our knees, like lean on your knees, you know what I mean?
It's been part of baseball.
Whenever you would stand straight up if you knew it was a fastball coming, and the batter knew to look at you during that. And I mean, there are little things like that, but this was full blown video.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like when you're growing up, your different. Parents didn't really care if you were going out to a party. Just don't tell them.
They got busted, and that's what they did.
But if you think about it, look at college football, right? For instance, they hold the signs up, right? And that's how they determine the plays. Who's to say that a college team couldn't go back and review all the games from that particular team that
they are doing
what the patterns are?
Agreed.
It happens in every single sport.
Agreed. Yeah. Or why would they hide them?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Videoing it is what made it the no-no. Not that they were doing it. It's that they were using it.
And reviewing it later.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, Belichick got in trouble because they were filming signs of other teams and using it.
Yep. No, he wasn't.
He was.
Allegedly.
You know, but.
They're still my Astros. I will always love them.
Yes.
You know what? That's what I'm saying. I think everybody needs to slow down a little bit because, I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
See, my Rangers aren't doing that, and that's why we haven't won.
That's your problem, huh? Yeah. That's your problem.
That's what it is.
You know, and it's kind of the same thing. I mean, we talked about it earlier, but like Lance Armstrong in his era, cyclists were all doping. Mm-hmm. All of them. They were all doping. And finally, when the fans got agitated enough, they tweaked their system and they busted everybody. I mean, everybody, it was all of a sudden, the next thing you know, everybody was cheating. I mean, everybody that won was doping in cycling.
Were they doping just to keep up with them?
Yes.
Just saying.
Right.
Just
now,
saying.
No,
were they, won, how many did he win in a row? Like, was it seven? Six,
seven?
Yeah. But the problem is they lied about it.
Right.
That's the, that, and that's a big point, right? Because they lied about it.
Yeah. Once you get busted, just, you know, that your mom and daddy been telling you that since you were 2 years old. Own up to it and it goes away.
Yeah.
Take it's your like, millions of dollars and go find an island.
Yeah, that's right.
Wave it at everybody.
Right? Oh, wait a minute. I wasn't supposed to be doping? That's how you play it off.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You know, the only part of this whole thing that bothers me, if it's true, is that they have accused one of the Astros of wearing an electronic device on his body. And they were tapping it as into whether it was, you know, fastball, curveball, whatever they were. He was getting a
supposedly that's why he didn't want to take off his shirt when he did hit the home run. Is because he had that electronic thing underneath his shirt, which that's, come on.
That, in my opinion, is way too far.
Now, that would be way too far.
That's like taking steroids
in
football.
Yeah, that would be way too far.
I have some oceanfront property in Arizona. Yeah, that's to tell you about.
Right? No, agreed.
That's kind of how I feel
about
it.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's, other than that, you know, it's just, you know, it's like Rubbin's racing, you know, sign stealing's baseball.
What about the Super Bowl?
I am excited. We do know that someone at the local radio station has a... decided to throw a little chingale down last year on the Kansas City Chiefs to win it all. So he is super excited here.
Ron,
for the Chiefs.
Good luck, Ron.
Yeah, no, that's a big time.
So bet. so he's 6-1, you said?
I think he said 6.5-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we know who's gonna be buying lunch.
That's right, next week.
That's right. Yeah. Ron.
Yeah, we've got you.
But I'm going for the Chiefs, though.
I am, too. You know, because the storyline for me is Mahomes.
Yeah, well, he's
you know, Texas
boy.
Tech, he's Texas special, kid, man. Special kid.
It's a good sports story.
Yeah, done it right. Yeah. Hasn't been in any trouble. He's still young, but still hasn't been in any trouble. You know, and he's fun to watch. I mean, that arm slot, he can throw that ball anywhere from any direction at any time.
And as young as he is, too. Think about, like, the future. I mean, his technique is already superb.
Well, he is the future quarterback of the NFL.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's going that direction.
Yeah. And he showed off a little bit this past that he has some wheels, too. Did y'all see him break off that little 30, 40-yard run? He tiptoed, juked some people out. I was impressed with it.
He took Green Bay out. I mean, that was going to be 100 years. That's I guess, was that the original Super Bowl? Was the Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers?
I don't remember.
I couldn't even.
I believe it was. A lot of people were frustrated, I believe, because it wasn't going to be rematched that way.
Oh, that would have been pretty neat.
And now that's the controversy, supposedly, because San Francisco got the snub for going to – nobody went to the Pro Bowl.
Super Bowl
team with nobody in the Pro Bowl. I don't know.
Yeah, so is that good? Does that speak volumes for the coach and the players for coming together and being better than they are?
No, they've got some great players.
Yeah, but who?
Fair enough.
Who?
I don't know.
I mean, Garoppolo's a good quarterback.
Right. But is he Pro Bowl?
Yeah, but right. I mean, let's go to the – I mean, you've got Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers. Okay, so
– Yeah, right. Fair enough. Okay.
You know,
okay.
I mean, if you go – and I'm not saying anything bad about the 49ers other than the fact that I'm a Cowboys fan and I hate the 49ers. But if you go position by position, they don't have that superstar. I mean, I don't hear about that guy.
But
it's more of a team effort.
So that's what I'm saying. In this – I guess in this era, do you need – a star player, or do you just need a bunch of really good players?
So what I'm
saying
is the coach should have gone to the Pro Bowl at least.
Right, yeah.
So
I mean, but you know, Patrick, I mean, we hear about, when we think of Kansas City, everybody thinks of the quarterback.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it just...
Yeah. And like you said, Garoppolo is very good, but is he Pro Bowl...
Is he better than Brees or Aaron Rodgers?
No. But so Jonathan, who's your pick?
I got to go back to Houston, man. I'm a Houston fan. No, I was really surprised when my Texans, Deshaun Watson.
Nice.
I did like
Deshaun Watson.
A really good year.
Yeah, no, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So who do you think you are going to pick for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'm going for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say
they're picked
Chiefs.
By 1.5 points.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it's going to be that good of a game.
Yeah.
What?
Chiefs.
Yeah, and no, I'm going to go with Chiefs. And I'm thinking it's going to be like a 31-21 type of game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're going to blow it out.
10 points. Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be two scores.
And we're not going to throw this in your face at all, Wyatt.
Well, no.
But Colton and I did want to just remind you of who picked Conor McGregor and who didn't.
Oh, yes. Who's Cowboy?
Who is Cowboy?
Yeah, y'all did pick him.
we didn't pick within the first 45 seconds.
That
but
was an impressive finish.
It was.
Hey, y'all, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt and Colton. We hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. Please reach out to me at 855-299-HOME or drop me a line at the Facebook at The Home Team 512, and we'll see you in just a minute.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME. This segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. Hey, all. You know, our special guest, Jonathan, he is a marketing training resident expert for ABOR. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know what that's, ABOR stands for the Austin Board of Realtors. That is the association that all realtors in this area, because it's not just Austin, right?
That's right.
It's, you know, it's all the surrounding, it's the Austin, what do we call it?
Greater Austin area.
Central Texas.
What is that area?
Yeah, so it kind of goes a little bit. So there's MLS boundaries, right? And every association has their own MLS. So here in Central Texas, we have the Central Texas MLS, and then we also have ACTRIS, which is the MLS that ABOR manages. We have about 15,000 members that are part of the Austin Board of Realtors. And our MLS goes basically from Belton all the way down to close to New Braunfels, all the way out past a little past Dripping Springs, past Elgin on the east side. So quite a bit of territory.
So quick question. So when they talk about Austin numbers and what have you, are they including that entire area?
Absolutely, yeah.
That y'all talked about?
Yeah, when we put out statistics as an association, we're actually putting statistics out that cover our entire MLS area.
So it's not just Austin proper, yeah, it's that area you
absolutely
just described.
So a lot of times you'll see in our statistics, the average day on market might be 62 or 72 days or something of that nature.
Right.
And we all know that inside of Austin proper within certain neighborhoods, that could be 2 or 3 days. So that 62-72 number is actually taken from
White
Analytics.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and so one of the things about it is I've noticed is that the Austin, city of Austin, you know, we kind of name that Austin proper. There's a big difference between the city of Austin and the rest of the ABOR area. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Austin is over $400,000 media price, where the Austin area is a little over $300,000. Mm-hmm. So that's a big difference. And do you see that changing? Because there's just not a lot of property left to buy in Austin.
Yeah, so I've been in real estate since 2005. I actually got my license in 2005. Yeah, so God, 15 years now.
Wow.
2020, you believe that? Now I feel really old. Thanks for bringing that up. No, you know, I've been in it for a long time, and I used to explain it as what I call the ripple effect. So you have you have City Central, which is Austin proper, right? And then we've seen the different waves as they've rippled out over the years, right? So now it's starting to reach like Taylor and Dripping Springs and like some different areas. And so I do think that the housing inventory, yes, it's definitely a shortage of it, but now we're dependent more upon builders. We're dependent upon them bringing in new construction. We have a record rate of people that are moving here on a daily basis. And so with that said, that ripple effect, that equation that we kind of started with, like that is what's going out now. And it's covering a lot of area. I mean, but you know, the thing is too, and why you and I had this conversation offline, but we were talking about, you know, when are we going to see the slowdown, right? And every economist that I've heard so far this year has said the same thing. They're like, there is no slowdown. It is literally going to keep going. Jobs drive housing. The unemployment rate in Travis County is non-existent.
Right. It's under 3%.
Like, I mean, you literally either can't work or don't want to work.
Exactly.
So people get a little scared because
no in between.
The 1.7 months of inventory, right. And a lot of people are getting scared that we're in a crisis, housing crisis, rather. How much of a crisis is this?
Listen, over the last couple of years, we've maintained two to two and a half months worth of inventory.
At least the last five years.
Don't hold me to that statistically, but that's probably pretty
accurate.
But
somewhere in there, okay.
And so, you know, we've stayed at the same housing levels. The fact of the matter is that there's more buyers than there are sellers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they're moving here. Technology is what's driving Austin. We have all these tech companies that are moving here. And they're bringing in these people from everywhere else. We also have a lot of people coming into Texas who want to take care or don't want state income tax, right? A lot of these states who have high taxes, they're all moving to Texas. And so it's really causing somewhat of an issue, but I don't see us not being able to keep up with that. I think as long as the builders are out there and the city's doing what they can to approve permits and building applications and things of that nature, like I think we're going to be fine. Every economist I've heard so far this year has had nothing but good things to say.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the same thing I've been hearing as well. And it's funny, it's, you know, 1.7 did scare me a little bit. Mm-hmm. I got to admit,
it scares me.
It scares me.
Low.
You know, I deal mostly with buyers.
Sure.
And so, you know, the buyer at 1.7, now the seller can pretty much do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it forces people into new builds and things like that. And so, you know, it's not. But it, like you're saying, it's not an unhealthy in the fact that we're not going to run out of homes. It's not like we're going to look up one day and there's not going to be a house to buy. But it does kind of give too much advantage, I think, to the seller,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they can start saying, hey, we're not going to pay title policy anymore. And then, mm-hmm. you know, the next thing you know, no one's paying title policy. And that's just another expense added to the buyer.
They change the norm
They change the mm-hmm. norm. And then, you know, a few years from now when the market comes back, well, everybody's just used to paying title. It's changed now. You know, so those are the concerns I see that we have about, but again, it's kind of, you know, it's first world problems,
right?
You know? I mean,
right.
You know,
a horrible problem to have,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, is
right.
That our economy is yeah. too good?
Could be worse.
Something interesting yeah. and something to pay attention to is the use of vertical mixed use. Mm-hmm. Think about all the different projects that they have announced that are vertical mixed use. They want everything to look like sure. a domain, and why? Because it's a dense area where they can overpopulate, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, so density. We don't about density
exactly.
Yeah.
And so I've seen a ton of these projects. They got a brand new one they just announced in Pflugerville, where I live. And so yeah. I mean, they're popping up everywhere.
Round
so
it'd
be
Kyle.
Interesting to yeah. see how that works too, especially yeah. with the city and planning and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot to get for a developer to get something like that through.
So how do you personally feel about that kind of thing coming to Pflugerville where you live?
You know, so here's the deal. I actually own a house in kind of close to downtown Pflugerville, mm-hmm. and I'm building a brand new house out close to Lake Pflugerville right now, and they okay. just announced this project. It's right across the street. For me personally, as a real estate investor, I'm 100% on board. That Absolutely. Just upped my value, and I haven't even moved into the house yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there's pros and cons to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends on what your real estate strategy is and what you're trying to accomplish.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, eventually it's going to be so dense anyway that what's it going to matter? I mean, yeah. that's just the amount of people that we have moving here.
So that's another thing they're doing is the condo regimes, right? So
yeah.
they can get away with the big yards, some mm-hmm. yard, right? So you go outside and you know, cook a hamburger or something, but you're not going to be able to run around.
Yeah. You can feed your dog an ice cream cone yeah, out there.
But if you really look at the people who are moving here, a lot of the tech folks, they don't want a yard. Nobody wants to mow grass anymore.
No, right? I'm a single person. I don't really care about a yard yeah. personally, so that's okay with me. But
right. Whereas I'm a country boy. I got to yeah. have my
big country. So I go to the ranch country. Yeah. That's why they call yeah. you big country.
I got to have my barbecue pits, man.
Well, see, that's why I go out to the ranch for that. Right. I work here, and then on the weekends I go.
We can't all have a ranch, Wyatt.
Shut your mouth. That's
right. I mean, with a name like Wyatt, I would hope you have a huge ranch.
Well, it's my parents and families, but yeah.
I like it.
I'm able to enjoy it.
And so for Abor, what are some of the services that you guys offer for? Because you said you had 15,000 members, is that kind of a steady membership? Is it growing, shrinking?
It's growing like crazy. And so one of my tasks at the association is actually to lead new member orientation. So all of our members who are brand new to the association. And we literally have anywhere from 60 to 100 people every other week that are coming through orientation. So, I mean, we're growing at a pretty fast rate. And that's typical. If you look historically at membership or just licensing in general, in 08, when the market fell off, everybody got out of the business. Mm-hmm. It was the same way in the mortgage world, right? Because I was in the mortgage business at the time. And so it's all about the market. As long as the market is continuing to go, everybody wants to get into real estate because they think they're going to make some money in it.
Sure.
So
anyone can be a realtor, right? That's what they think.
Well, they think that.
That's what they think.
Well, anyone can be a realtor.
Realtor.
Yeah. Can they make money at it? This is a different answer.
Well, that's where you come in, right? Yeah. That's where your training comes in is to help them further their craft.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you facilitate, right?
Yeah, there, 2020 is the year of professionalism at the association, and we're really looking to provide curriculum and instruction to really add a level of professionalism that we haven't seen in our local
that's
market.
Awesome.
And so, you know, I've been tasked with that, and, you know, coming over from sales into the association side has been a wild ride. I'm not going to lie about it.
Right.
But at the same time, like I feel like, you know, the industry has been so good to me, and you guys have been in real estate for a while, and you know how great this business is. I've just been so humbled by the fact that it's been so good to me, and now it's my opportunity to give back. And so I love what I do. I love getting to work in the association. I love getting to come and hang out with you guys and talk about it.
And we appreciate you coming by.
Yeah, and I'm a nerd, man. I love talking about real estate.
That's awesome.
And sports, too, man. That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Right? Isn't this the greatest concept?
And we're
going to
talk about money,
ever?
Too. So, yeah.
I like money.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, mix them all.
Wish I had more of it.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's funny. Like he'd said, we were talking about it here. In December, there were 2,608 homes sold. He has 15,000 members.
Yeah.
Now, are all those members real estate agents? I mean, that's title members and... Are those all?
We do have affiliate members and whatnot,
but those aren't in the 15,000.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing too on the number side, you have to understand that the typical real estate agent only does 1 to 2 deals a year.
Right.
I mean, let's just be honest.
Right.
Most of them work part time. I would say maybe 5% of that 15,000, 5 to 3% of that 15,000 actually do business on a daily basis.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And those 5% are they work very hard. They're out there. They, you know. And everything else. A lot of people get into it, like you said, because they're just making some money on the side to help, you know, to offset or, hey, you know, move or something.
Or they
like
may be real estate investors themselves.
Yeah.
And instead of paying that fee to someone
instead
else,
they'll pay
themselves.
Fee themselves. Yeah. And
it makes sense.
Yeah. And that's the great thing. And like I said, you know, the numbers that I think it's just we need to keep going over these, I feel, is that, you know, the median price the median price point for the Austin area was $323,000. Mm-hmm. That's up 7% from the month before.
Absolutely.
7%.
That's a big jump.
That's a big jump. And so this is why I keep telling people, I feel like I need to stand on I-35 and scream, buy a home.
It's still time to buy. You know, we say
move up.
Move up.
Get into something because your landlord is thanking you because his property is going up 7% as well as you're paying him rent. Mm-hmm. We talk about the wealth builder, and I kind of feel like I'm getting on a soapbox. You know, we talk about the wealth builder all the time.
He gets excited about money too.
And it always starts with a house. I mean, there is no other place that you can guarantee your money's going to be safe. You know, like I said, even with the crash of 2008, 9, 10, if you had the house in 2007 and you had it in 2014, it was worth more money. There are companies, and we'll use Enron because we love sports and baseball. You know, we'll use Enron. And there are companies that people had millions of dollars invested in that went zero and they got nothing for it.
Yep.
That's why I like real estate better than
it's
stocks.
Tangible. It's tangible. You can hold it. Yeah.
It's always going to be there. Yeah. As long as I make my monthly payment, my house will always be mine. Plain and simple. And so that's kind of the important part about that is that, 7% appreciation, guys. You know, it's important to reach out there and take care of yourself this way because this could be a retirement. I mean, you buy a $354,000 house, you live in it for 25 years, pay it off. The house is worth $700,000-$800,000. You can sell it, move into, you know, an old folks community center with your little electric golf cart and live off of that money for the rest of your life.
We're putting you in one of those in like the next 5 years.
We were talking about that earlier, though. So the two numbers I'm getting right now is interest rates are still great.
Yep.
Don't worry about the 1.7 months. Nope. It's kind of the Austin norm, two to two and a half months. Go out there and buy a house.
Get a good agent on your side that knows how to negotiate, and you will win every time.
Every time. Yeah, and you know, the 1.7 is a little lower than normal, but it's just part of the thing.
Right.
You know, folks, you've been listening with the home team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton. Of course, our special guest from ABOR, Jonathan. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. You can give me a call at 855-299-HOME, and we'll see you in just a minute.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sound off on the latest issues with the Talk Poll.
All I found myself doing was nodding my head. Yes.
Online now at talk1370.com.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to the Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com, or you can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. This segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And of course, we do have our special guest with us, Jonathan from ABOR, the marketing and training specialist.
Howdy, howdy.
Yeah. And so, you know, one of the things is, you know, this is the personal money section of our show. And one of the things we've always talked about that's important about that is a credit score. Knowing what your credit score is, knowing how it works, knowing how it is affected and how you can make changes to it, and also keeping it well enough, high enough so that you can, benefit from it for whatever reason. You know, credit cards, homeowners insurance, car insurance, buying a home,
jobs.
Yeah, they pull your credit now. You know, one of the things. So basically, we just hit a record high average credit score of 703 points.
And that's in
that's everybody. The average credit score now is 703 points
nationwide.
Yes,
really.
Wow, that's come up quite a bit.
Yes,
that's amazing.
I mean, it's come up like 38 points.
It was like 680 or 670 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It was 672, kind of towards the end.
It's because I just got my credit.
A big number.
Oh, you better hush your mouth. That's right.
But and of course, basically what has happened is FICO, the Fair Isaac Credit company, has decided that people understand how their credit works, so they're changing it. They just announced
education.
That they're going to change how the scoring model works
to make it harder again.
Well,
they're raising the bar.
Well, they're changing the bar, so they're not raising it. They're changing it.
I'm gonna call Mr. FICO.
You know no kidding. Tell him
you have his number.
I do.
Yeah, it's 1-800. Never mind. Yeah. But one of the things that they're going after is that they're going to start averaging your credit balance over the last 24 months instead of taking an instantaneous snapshot. So what that means is that borrower that carries a credit card balance is going to get hit. And they say in as little as 20 points. So they're expecting 20. So if you carry, let's say you have a $5,000 limit, and you carry $3,000 on it every month for 24 months, credit score is going to be 20 to 40 points lower than it is today. Nothing else changes.
So what happens if you need to pay some debt off to improve your score? Is it still going to take the average in the algorithm it uses to get that?
It takes a longer time to make your...
That's horrible. So I don't know the full algorithm yet.
I need to know more about that.
So,
that's horrible.
So they're taking an average. So yeah, just because right now you could pay a credit card off and get 80 points.
So let me ask you a question. I'm just as a consumer. Mm-hmm. how does that benefit them? Why are they changing it? And does it not benefit them to have the average gone up, and so they're trying to make it harder? Does it make more money in the industry because there's lower FICO scores?
Well, so no, they don't make a difference. It doesn't matter.
But
to
other
them.
Companies do.
Right. Well, yes.
So interest rates and things like that, because you have a lower score, you have to pay more money.
Correct.
I'm a little mad right now, actually. Correct.
So what it's doing is that the people that are surviving on credit are going to have lower credit scores. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to punish you for surviving on credit. So that thing that talking about since we've started this show is that you have no credit debt.
All right.
That now FICO has been listening to the home team.
Whoa. They have. Wow. That's how we have their number.
That's the conclusion we just came to.
I'm going
to
call them after we get out of here. Is that what he came up with? Just, I like it.
Yeah. FICO has been listening to the home team, and they have decided to adjust their scoring model to this.
Right.
You know, as far as for the housing industry, I don't know how that's going to affect us. This is all relatively new, but it's going to change. So it will change for credit cards like almost instantaneously. But for the housing industry, we're kind of old school. We're still doing the FICO 2.2 version. So, and this is FICO 10.
So it benefits you then.
So I don't think it's going to affect the housing market.
Not at all.
This is only on revolving credit though, right?
Probably.
Okay.
But it still affects everything but a house.
Yeah.
I mean, so autos, credit cards, homeowners insurance, jobs, all of those sort of things.
What do you think about this? Curiosity.
To be true to my belief, I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it?
Because I worry about because I see a lot of, I mean, I take, 15 to 25 applications a week.
Okay.
And so I see a lot of people, and you'd be surprised at how many people, in my opinion, are just kind of hanging in there, and they don't realize it. You know, the new TV for the Super Bowl is coming up. What is 20% of America going to do? They're going to go buy a new TV. But they haven't paid off the one from Black Friday. You know,
right.
And so those are the kind of people that I say kind of people sounds horrible, but those are the kind of situations that I don't like for the people for anybody.
So you're saying that's going to help correct that?
Well, it's definitely going to punish the people that are doing it. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, there's no
that's
other way to
one.
Say it, in my opinion.
And the thing is, and it's going to punish them without, it's not like everybody that does that is going to read that article that says don't do it. So, so they're going to go check their credit, or which they thought was a good credit score, to go buy a house. Like, I have good credit. I've done nothing different than I've done for the last 5 years. And all of a sudden, they're going to have a 40-point lower credit score. I don't know if I like that.
So what's going to happen in your mortgage world, right? So you've got somebody, you said this is supposed to take effect later this month, right? So what happens if you got to pull a credit report? They're already under contract, but now you got to pull a new credit report, and it's after the date, and their credit score just dropped 40 points.
That's going to be fun. You have some fun times
coming. Just
sent a chill down.
I feel like the logistics of this. Listen,
I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to go look at every credit report in my system to see ones that are expiring, and we're going to pull now.
Yeah, I'm all about fiscal responsibility. I think people need to be responsible with their credit, but at the same time, I was all about when they were talking about taking like medical away as not hitting the algorithm or hitting your score as hard. Like, I think that's a good improvement, right? Right. Medical bills can be really expensive.
And student
loans.
It's a little shiesty to me. I don't know. Yeah. I don't have a good feeling about it.
Medical bills aren't something. It's not like I go and apply for a medical credit card.
Exactly.
I was hit by a car and I had to go to the hospital and they charged me and I didn't want them to. Those shouldn't be part of it.
I agree.
You know, so like I said, I'm kind of, it's one of those things. We'll see how it goes. But basically, it looks like you should stop carrying balances. I wouldn't think a credit card company would be okay with this.
How's it going to affect?
Because
you're saying you take 15, 20 loan applications a week. How's that going to affect productivity? Is it going to slow the market down?
You never know.
Right.
I mean, like I said, you don't see how it works. Again, I don't know if this is going to affect the housing industry because, like I said, it's version 10.
Right.
But it is going to affect the auto industry and credit cards.
But that reminds me, and I'll have to do more research on this, but it reminds me of why are they doing it then?
Yeah. Like I said, I don't think a credit card company would, because you got to think credit card companies, everybody talks about, hey, I'm going to 3.125 or 3.25 and they're going to beat me up over that. But they'll go slap a 20% credit card down and not even think about it. And they'll carry money because credit card bills, they're 16 to 24%. And so, they want you to carry a balance.
I'm going to go pay my credit cards off.
Yeah.
Just did that.
Did you?
Yeah. It's a nice feeling, isn't it?
I'm pretty close, actually. Yeah. I really am. I think I lack about $500.
Yeah.
And then I'm debt free.
Yeah. There is a very time-tested, as we've talked about this, I'm a Dave Ramsey disciple, time-tested theory that you go after the lowest balance credit card with everything extra you can until it's paid off. Then you take all the money you were putting at that one and you add it to the minimum of the other one and you just snowball and snowball and snowball.
I thought you just took the other credit card and paid the other balance off.
I mean,
you just keep on flipping it back and forth.
You can do that, but that's like going to be 40 points.
Is that what's going to get me?
I feel like these rules are being put in place for you, Wyatt.
That's why I don't like it. No, I'm playing. I don't do that, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm a debit card user, to be quite honest. And my problem was I didn't have a lot of credit. So I pulled up credit cards so I could start building credit.
Yeah, you know, length of account is really important. Yep. How old a credit card is. So, I pulled up. I just kind of wanted to remind, a quick thing, how to improve your credit score. They just shot this up. And, one of them is, and this is something that people are very confused on, but it says pay your bill in full. You know, paying it off every month, it helps your credit score, especially with the new model.
I thought, okay, so with the old model, and this is what I was just coached on, is that you want to leave some on there so that you have and you don't want to go over 30%,
right?
And keep it in there because it makes you look better. Now they're saying pay it off,
right? That's the new model, yeah.
And like I just figured this model out.
As soon as
you figure it out, they change it up.
That's how it works.
Y'all are killing me.
That's how it works. It's one of the things that's very important too is that you don't open too many accounts at one time. So you don't go to Home Depot and then run over to Lowe's and then stop by Walmart and then swing by Target on the way home and get new credit cards, right? That is a sign that you're about to go on either a spending binge or you're about to, a lot of people do bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. So you're about to load these things up and then bankrupt them out. So that's a sign. And you start doing that.
Or you lost your job.
Yes. Right. Or you lost your job and you need, so they'll hit you hard on that.
That makes sense.
It also says here, and this is something I never really thought of, but it says complete a balance transfer. So a lot of people will transfer their money to a zero credit card or zero interest credit card. Mm-hmm. He says, but complete it. In other words, pay it off. So when you're going to transfer it and put it on a zero interest credit card, figure out how much it's going to take. If you've got 18 months, 24 months, figure out how much and make that payment so that at the time the interest kicks in, you've already paid it off.
Yeah, credit card companies are not going to like this process.
No.
Once it starts kind of kicking in, because people, like you said, have educated themselves on their scores. Mm-hmm. So let me take that back. People are going to be listening because if you're saying that the average is over 700, that means that people are actually looking after their credit scores. They're going to stop using credit cards like they do today, and credit card companies are not going to be happy. I don't know if this is this passing. It's going to pass.
It says it's already
done. Talking about it.
It's done. It says it's already done, and they're just about to release it.
Wow.
Yeah, this is new, and it does say 16% to 26% for the typical credit card. Can you imagine paying 26%?
That's nuts.
It's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Sorry, I just had a heart palpitation. So
when does this take effect?
I'm looking in the article and I don't see the date it says.
It's ambiguous.
It just says that they just announced it. They announced it on January 23rd that it's happening. It does say for a fact that...
And this is just for one credit bureau or all of them?
It's FICO. Now, FICO's the one.
The big one.
Yeah, and when they make changes, everyone else makes changes.
They follow suit.
In the mortgage industry, Wells Fargo is kind of the leading indicator. When they make changes, the rest of the industry will make changes. FICO's the same way.
Okay.
They're trying to leave some mystery to it as to when it starts. They're trying to make you anxious. That's right. Making you worry.
Trying to catch some people slipping is what it sounds like.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to buy a house today. Oh, I can't. They just changed the rules.
Thanks, FICO.
It's just kind of, it's like we've said, people shouldn't use credit to live on.
Agreed. I agree. And you teach that quite often. So
you don't want to give the bank all your money.
This still goes with what you've been teaching. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that a lot of people aren't doing that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to catch a lot of people off guard. And I'm not really happy for them.
Well, yeah, but you just remember when I told you
I hang out
about,
with you, so I know now. So I'm lucky.
Yeah, remember when I told you about cars? You're like, what do you mean pay cash for a car?
I knew better. But
you're like, I can't pay cash for this car.
I can't pay cash for my Ferrari. For my big truck. He's like, no, you big dumb, go buy a $900 car, which I can't do that.
A few thousand.
I can't go to the ranch with a $900 car.
That's all ranches are full of $900 cars.
I can't haul stuff around.
I mean,
with that.
you're Papa's trucks can't be worth $900, but he's had it 50 years.
Yeah, that's, I think that's like a 1912.
Did you just say your Papa can't be?
My Papa can't. Oh. Yeah, no, he, I mean,
right, we got down the, we got,
he's
yeah,
got, he's got right. two farm trucks yeah. out there, and one of them I used to drive on the regular.
When I get out there, I drive a farm truck, to be quite honest, but yeah.
Hey, everyone, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy Wyatt and Colton. We definitely hope you've learned something. For sure, stay away from that credit card. If you have any questions, give me a call at 855-299-HOME.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton, where we bring money and sports together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. Definitely stop by the Facebook.
The Facebook.
And it's the Facebook. It's the Home Team 512.
It makes you laugh every time.
It's
Facebook, not the Facebook.
It's the Facebook. Yeah, it's the Google.
Call it the Facebook all the time.
It's on the World Wide Web.
It's the Book Google. Of Faces.
It just ages us. Just you got to be cool like the youngsters, man. It's Facebook.
And, of course, we have our special guest, Jonathan, from the ABOR. He is the marketing and training specialist. And so, you know, this is the fun time. This is kind of what we're here for, to have fun. You know, yeah. Colton, what's going on in the sports world today?
And it's finally that time of the year where things are slowing down in the college sports world. But
a lot of depressed people out there.
Yeah, including myself.
Yeah, that after college depression they get. It is.
I have no college football to watch anymore, so I don't really know what to do with myself. But we have National Signing Day number 2 coming up, which is, I want to say it's February 5th, somewhere around there, early February. And that's something that me and Troy always look forward to, because we're kind of nerds when it comes to Longhorn sports, and we kind of stalk these high school football players.
Stalk them,
17, 18-year-olds. We get to know them real well. Know their social security and everything.
Anything wrong with that?
Yeah, no, so just slightly. Texas, I don't take pictures on school sites or anything like that. No,
I have gone to high school football games in other counties to watch.
Have you really?
Yes, I have.
Okay, now that is taking a little
far. Do you have kids that are in high school?
But not the high school that they're playing at.
Yeah, I've always get weird, looked at weird when I go to high school because I don't have any children.
But you like going to the game.
Yeah, and they're like, is your kid playing in the game? I'm like, no. And then they give you that weird look.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sorry.
As long as you're not taking pictures, you're okay.
You're like, are you going down on the field after the game?
Just say, I'm a scout.
I'm a scout.
That's what you say. I'm a scout for,
And but Texas is really they're in a good position to, you know, increase their class with some solid talent. I mean, first off, we've talked about him before, but the kid over in Bastrop, Cedar Creek, Alfred Collins, he's a, like you were saying, he's a war daddy.
War daddy.
6'5", 275, 17-year-old kid.
They're making them bigger these days.
They do make them bigger these days. There's something in the stakes.
I remember back in the day when they had Refrigerator Perry. He was 302 pounds on the offensive line. They're like, this guy's humongous. There's never been a guy bigger than him. Now,
That's the norm.
It's 320 is your average on the line. Something in the water.
I worked with Michael Babb, who was the center for the University of Texas back in the 80s. And he and I were talking one day, and he said when he joined the NFL, he was the second biggest at like 280-something lineman back in the 80s. Wow. He said when he retired, he was the second smallest at almost 300.
Wow. Yeah, no, the game has definitely changed. It's all about being massive.
Well, people are changing,
yeah,
I guess.
Aaron Donald, he's a defensive lineman in the NFL, and he's solid muscle at like 295 pounds.
So he's like me.
Yeah, pretty much. Right? I mean, if y'all have never seen Wyatt, he's
solid muscle.
Except not.
Yeah. And if he hadn't hurt himself,
I was sitting across from the rock.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. They had to make the door bigger for me to get in here.
And then another guy we just kind of hopped in the mix with is Savion Williams. He's 6'5", 205-pound wide receiver from Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been TCU kind of leaning there and stuff like that, but Texas finally decided to hop in. He's also considering Arkansas. So we'll see if we can flip him. He's going to end up being the top 300 player in the nation, stuff like that. So, I mean, he's a talented kid. And let's kind of move to basketball.
Hold on. What about the portal?
Oh, good.
I'd rather
talk about the portal than basketball.
I knew you were skipping it. I wasn't going to let you skip the portal. That's the bad part,
Texas
right?
did just have two guys on the defensive line. Gerald Wilbon and DeAndre Christmas Giles hop into the portal. And Troy is fully convinced.
Starters,
that,
right?
Yeah. No.
One of them was Giles.
Christmas Giles hadn't really played much at all. Okay. He came in during that Oklahoma beatdown and got to play a little bit. And we were kind of nervous because Oklahoma started making a comeback the moment he came in. But Wilbon was kind of surprising to me because
he was in the rotation.
He was in the rotation this past year, and now he's deciding to just up and leave, which, I mean, best of luck to him.
Someone offered him more money?
Is that how that goes?
Are you saying he's going to the SEC?
No, I didn't say that. Oh, hey, come on now.
Well, if you go to LSU, Odell will hand you some money.
That's what I heard. Well, at least $300, right?
Yeah, at least. It's just some spending money for the night. But yeah, those guys are in the portal, and I really don't know if there's going to be any more players hopping in the portal. It could happen to some maybe big time backups.
Well, how long do they have? They had till February?
They can do it anytime.
Yeah, they can do it anytime.
The next one will be right after spring training.
Mm-hmm.
So sometime in April, we'll have the guys.
Someone got their feelings hurt?
Well, yeah. They realize that they're just not going to be in the too deep. They're not going to play this year. And they're like, I'm losing time. Mm-hmm. I want to play football. And so they're going to go somewhere else.
Which is understandable. Yeah.
I don't blame them for that.
If they're going to sit on the sideline and they're a junior and they're not getting playing time, you're probably not going to end up.
Hello, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right? We wouldn't have had this LSU team without that.
Prime example of it. That's one of the best examples. And like you said, you kind of know where you fit into the team come end of spring training.
Yeah, new coach. There's probably several people that were interested in it, but now they're like, new coach, new opportunity, new OC, new DC. Mm-hmm. So they're like, hey.
Maybe I can earn a spot.
I've always thought I was better than so-and-so, and so this is my opportunity to show it. And at the end of spring training, and they're like, okay, now two different coaches say I'm not as good as him. Time for me to leave.
Time for me to go.
Yeah. And that's just part of it.
So what about this?
Let's get to it now.
Basketball? Do we talk about it or we just skip over it?
I would love to skip over this one. We mentioned it.
Now, I know y'all have season tickets to the football games. Do y'all go to the basketball games?
Absolutely not. But Troy will be at the LSU-Texas game this weekend.
Yeah.
And
because your wife.
Yeah.
His wife, by the way, is a big LSU fan.
I went to LSU for a semester.
Yeah, she's a grad. Graduated.
Only one semester.
Yeah. One semester.
Yeah. Scared me away.
I'd run, too. You know, the basketball team hung really well with Kansas right up until about the 4-minute mark. And then just kind of, and it dawned on me at this point, or I had an epiphany, or I just realized, whatever you want to call it, that these kids are mentally soft.
Mm.
That when there's kids that when the pressure's on, play better.
Yep.
Some of them just have it. You can teach that.
Texas has none of those.
There's not a kid, because even, you know, their best shooter went to the free throw line, missed two. You know, their best dribbler turned the ball over. You know, their best down low post guy fell over and dropped the ball. All they had to do was make one bucket and the game could have changed.
Yeah. Sounds like the Longhorn football season.
You know, a few years ago. So the team just doesn't know how to win. And I hate to say this because, you know me, I'm always diehard burn orange through and through, but Coach Smart's been here 5 years.
Time to go.
And if this had been football, he'd been gone.
I mean, what does that buyout look like?
You know, but it's.
It's Texas. They don't.
We don't have to worry about Strong's buyout anymore.
So y'all fill me in, because I don't watch Texas basketball or basketball in general until the end, right? Sweet 16. But when was the last time they had a winning season?
Well, they have a winning season almost every year, but in basketball, you need to be like 30-8.
To be
not
considered
20-19.
Well, you know what I mean. When's the last time?
It's been
Kevin Durant.
They've never had one.
When he left early, too.
Yeah. I mean, they've had a good
26,
14.
They haven't had much success at all.
So how many years is that?
When did he come
around?
5 years.
This is his fifth season.
Okay. Yeah, because it's.
They didn't make the tournament last year.
And the thing about Smart is he's well-respected. Where did he come from? He came from
Virginia. VCU, Virginia Commonwealth.
Yeah, and he had success there. He was the one who
went to the Final Four.
Final Four with a VCU team. So he's a good coach, and he's well-respected, and he gets these big-time recruits. I mean, Mo Bamba, Jackson Hayes turned him into a monster. I mean, they have success, but it takes a full team, and he can't get that full team, and the offense has always been stagnant. I mean, they just came off of a loss to West Virginia, 97-59. Almost got beat by 40 points, and it looks closer than it should have been.
I was about to say,
really?
Yeah, It could have been 120 to 50.
They opened the second half on a 30 to 13 run.
Yeah.
That's hard to watch.
Oh, it was 42 to 15 going into half.
Yeah.
They wonder why
they can't fill the drum up. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why they're making that new stage.
They're making it smaller.
Yeah, much smaller.
They're making the drum smaller.
And it's so funny to see some of these fans on Twitter and stuff like that saying, why are we doing this? Why are we getting rid of it? Because it doesn't fill up.
Yeah.
We don't have a product that anyone wants to see.
Yeah, but it's also old too.
Yeah.
It's dated.
It's dated.
You know, and so it's one of those things, you know, it's like, you know, sports typically for me is football into basketball, into baseball, summer break, football.
Baseball's coming up.
Yeah. So, but right now the Spurs, they are not doing well.
Talking about Spurs?
The Spurs are not doing well.
Yeah. The Lakers are doing great.
The Longhorns are not doing well. So I'm just waiting for baseball season.
baseball season starts February 14th.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing at Rice. Yeah, and they get started. I mean, Rice is no joke. Rice is a good baseball team.
That is one sport, Longhorn sport, that I keep on top of is baseball. Oh, they're always fun to watch.
They're always a good team.
They serve beer at the stadium.
They do now. Yeah. So even if they're bad, you can enjoy it.
That's right.
Yeah, no, baseball is always a fun time for me. Playing it and everything, and it's always really fun to go up there with, you know, friends, family, stuff like that, and watch the Longhorns. I mean, because they're historically great.
Oh yeah, one of the
program.
Best ever.
I mean,
one of the best of all time.
Oh yeah, and I like David Pierce.
I do too.
Good guy.
I like him a lot.
And you know, that's a hard role to replace after Augie.
Absolutely.
You know, that's one of the greatest coaches of all time,
and before him as well.
Yeah. No, it's just David Pierce has done a great job coming in. He recruits really well. It relates well to the. I mean, I used to you know, work with a radio station, and he came up to us and talked just like we were normal people. You know, he's a very
easy,
personable
approachable,
guy, very approachable, and he's tiny though.
He's a small guy.
Yeah, good, but he's like you said, but he's good for Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does things right. He doesn't have to. You know, be out on a limb to make his team work. You know, so he's a good program. I'm excited about baseball again. We had a great class last year, so we've got three freshmen that can hit, and one that can really throw.
Oh man, we got a freshman that's hitting he's hitting bombs at will. Yeah. Whenever he wants to hit a home run, he hits a home run. It's not even a game for him.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, everyone, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton. Of course, we want to thank Jonathan from ABOR for showing up today.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME, and we'll see you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.